in this session, as I said this morning, our practice will be concentrated on putting power in your hara or tanden. This is not just a technique of practice, but the underlying idea is very deep. Our practice, Zazen practice, should not be compared with any other practice or training. It does not mean, even I say so, Zen is something special. Or Zen is superior to any other teaching. But there is a reason why we should not compare our practice to other many kinds of practice. As Dogen Zenji said in his Fukan Zazen, recommending Zen practice to everyone of us, Fukan Zazen Ki. He recommends this practice everyone of us. And he said, first of all, whatever you do, that is Zazen. Zen is not something, some special training, some special way of practice. Whatever you do, it is Zen, actually. At least, when you are doing, that is Zen. But your understanding of your everyday activity is not right, because of misunderstanding of your practice, or misunderstanding or discrimination of the practice, or attachment to your activity. Your activity is not Zen anymore to you. Only to you. But actually, it is Zen. Whatever you do, that is Zen. But for you, only for you, who do something for others and for yourself, is not Zen. Because of you, because you spoil your practice with your attachment, with your dualistic idea, with your discrimination. by comparing your practice to some other practice which you do or which someone else will do. But when you practice, when you do something, at least at that time, that is then practice. So actually, as he said, there is no particular enlightenment. You will attain by means of some practice. Because whatever you do, that is Zazen. If so, the means to attain enlightenment is also through practice. So we should know why we spoil our practice. And we should know how we are able to practice our way without spoiling it. So as he says, Bhava interpretation of Zazen or any kind of teaching, written teaching, by means of those literature or talk or instruction, only by means of those instructions, you cannot attain enlightenment. Only way is to practice your way. Without spoiling it. You may think, my talk, if I talk in this way, there is no connection between the instruction I gave you this morning. But actually, how you practice this kind of practice is quite simple. To put your strength or power in your tummy. Because actually, if you have enough strength in your tandem, you will have a big, broad mind. In which you can accept things. Whatever it is, you can accept things. And your mind is so broad and so big, great, that nothing can increase it or nothing can disturb it. If it is small, if it is water in the cap, you can disturb it. If it is ocean, you cannot disturb it, even though you throw a stone in it. doesn't make any sense when you see the, even the Pacific Ocean above the sky on the airplane. It is just calm water. You cannot do anything with it. This kind of mind you will have. If you put strings in your tummy, that is why I advise you to put strings in your tummy or Sunday. When you have some pain in your legs, you will wonder what will happen to you if you sit more, 10 minutes more, or 20 minutes more. You will wonder what will happen to you. But nothing will happen. Because you limit your mind, you know. The pain will do something with your practice. But if you have big, great power in your tummy, nothing can do with it. And nothing will happen to you. Some people who sit for the first time in the calm place, I think you will, he will be afraid of the calmness of the sitting. Your mind is so calm and surrounding is so calm. The experience you have is quite unusual experience you have had. So someone will become afraid of it, but nothing will happen. Originally, even we die in our practice, we are going our original home after death, where you will go. You will return to your home from where you come out. That's all. Nothing will happen to you. That's all right. Quite all right. But why you become afraid of it is because you do not possess the big mind. Even though you become afraid of it, nothing will happen to you. You become afraid of it. That's all. And everything you laugh at it. Why you are afraid of it? Why you think you have gone? You are there, right here. Everyone may say, for a time, then they say, oh, I am sorry. But so, nothing will happen. Even the if you are a great hero, after you pass away, nothing will happen. Genius thing. After my death, what will happen to this world? But nothing will happen to this world. The sun rises from the east and sets in east, west. Nothing will happen. Even though, you know, our earth is gone by atomic bomb, nothing will happen. Nothing whatsoever happens to this cosmic scale. If I say so, my talk is nothing to do with our practice or with our life, you may say. But it is not so. Because you do not possess this kind of weak mind, whatever you do, the activity do not make any sense. If you want to do something, something pure and great, you should fix your mind and patabhava mind. Which does not move back and forth, right or left. Or successful or unsuccessful. Only with this conviction you can do something in its true sense. So we say, we practice our way not for ourselves or not for others. Our practice our way for sake of the way. There is no other reason why we practice our way. We just want to go back to our home like a dragon. Reserve in its activity in water, like a tiger who came back and died down in its own den. With this idea, we practice our way. And once we do something, we do it just for sake of the activity, without any gaining idea, or without limiting the meaning of the activity. This is why we practice zazen. To think about what is zazen is already blasphemous. If you the only way is just to sit. So if it is so, there is no other way to understand what is zazen than just to sit. When you read something, you read something. But that is that kind of activity which you do with some plan or idea cannot be compared with the true practice of zazen. The true meaning or reason why you practice was lost because, you know, zazen practice give you various advantages or power to you. If you practice our way, you will become more and more, your mind will become calm, and you will become healthy. So, for that reason, the practice, many people are practicing zazen, but that is not, you know, true zazen. The form they take is zazen, but the way they practice, or reason why they practice, is not right. If you know this point, you can practice our way with various ideas too. But this point should not be forgotten because it means you started wondering about, you know, going round and round, seeking for something. Because you do not know the meaning of everyday activity. So you start seeking for something better. and you are going round and round, same place, seeking for something special. Here is the translation of Kanza Zen. Dogen Zenji. Worked on for 20 years. Right after, he came back from China. he wrote this Kanza Zen. Recommending the rules for sitting. The true way is universal. So, why are training and enlightenment different? The supreme teaching is everywhere. So, why study the means to get it? Even truth as a whole is clearly apart from the dust. Why adhere to the means of wiping away? The truth is not apart from here, so the means of training are useless. But if there is even a slightest gap between separation is as heaven and earth. The separation is as far as heaven and earth, it means. If the opposite arises, dualistic idea arises, if the opposite arises, you lose the Buddha mind. Even though you are proud of your understanding and have enough enlightenment, even though you gain some wisdom and supernatural power and find the way and illuminate your mind, even though you have power to touch heavens, even though you enter into the area of enlightenment, you have almost lost the living way to salvation, living way to enlightenment. Look at the Buddha. Though born with great wisdom, he had to sit for 6 years. Look at Buddha, a Bodhidharma, who transmitted the Buddha mind. We can sit here. The echo of his 9 years world gazing. We can still hear the echo of his 9 years world gazing sitting. World gazing means sitting, so it may be easier to understand to say sitting. We can still hear echoes of his 9 years world gazing sitting. The old sages were very diligent. There's no reason why modern man cannot understand. You should quit follow words and letters. You should withdraw and reflect on yourself. If you can cast off body and mind, naturally the Buddha mind emerges. If you wish to gain quickly, you must start quickly. This is the translation of the his work. Polished up, spending for it 20 years. And we can see his handwriting of this Kanda Devi. The one who wrote when he was 28. to us, it looks like almost same, but he changed many times. Although there were not much to change, but he was trying to improve it, and he polished it. And this kind of his intention to write this Kanda Zen was to translate a true way of practice for his descendant. So he had big responsibility for his descendant and for his former patriarchs. So he studied and studied even after he attained enlightenment. satisfy. The ego of this seed's work. It's heard by everyone. So you should not think you are sitting in the bottom of the valley of Dasahara for 7 days. How do you feel, for instance, if you came out, if you are told to quit your sitting and climb up to the top of the mountain to see something from there? What kind of feeling do you have? And this morning, Ed made a very delicious cake. When you eat it, what kind of feeling did you have? Some people, maybe envious of birds or cats or ducks who enjoy the warm winter sunshine near hot springs. But return to the nature in its true sense. Does not mean to be like animals or birds. If you climb up on the top of the mountain or if you come from Jamesburg, perhaps the place you like best will be when you see some of the Sahara Mountains. If it is April, it is there covered with white snow. If you want to go back to the nature, you should go back to the rocks on the top of the mountain. That is much better than to be a bird or a cat or even a lion. Be a rock and sit forever without being moved by rain or snow or storm. but without by then and so. Ducks will tell us many stories. You may say that is just a luck. But Buddha nature, in its true sense, reveals itself. And wizard, ancient rocks on the top of the mountain. The reason why we wanted to practice Zazen, putting things in our tandem, is to realize the fact is through practice and what is not. And even though you enter into the area of enlightenment, you have almost lost the living way to salvation. Look at the Buddha, though born with great wisdom, he had to sit for 6 years. Look at Bodhidharma, who transmitted the Buddha mind. We can still hear the echo of his 9-year bowl gazing practice. The old sages are very diligent. There is no reason why modern man cannot understand it. You should quit following words and letters. You should withdraw and reflect on yourself. Withdraw means to change the direction of the effort, not outward, but inward. You should withdraw and reflect on yourself. If you can cast off body and mind naturally, the Buddha mind emerges. If you wish to gain quickly, you must start quickly. And he explains carefully how to sit. In meditation, you should have a quiet room. You should eat and drink in moderation. You should forsake myriad relations, abstain. Relations abstain from everything. Do not think of good and evil. Do not think of right and wrong. Stop the function of mind, of will, of consciousness. Keep from measuring memory, perception, insight. Do not strive to become the Buddha. Do not cling to sit or lying down. In the sitting place, spread a thick square cushion and on top of it put a round cushion. Some meditate in Payanka, sitting cross-legged, and others in half Payanka, half lotus. You must prepare by wearing your robe and belt loosely. By wearing your robe and belt loosely. Then, rest your right hand on your left foot. Your left hand in your right palm. Press your thumb together. Sit upright. Do not lean to the left or right, forward or backward. Place your ears in the same plane as your shoulders. Your nose in line with your navel. Keep your tongue against the plate. And close your lips and teeth firmly. Keep your eyes open. Inhale quietly. Settle your body comfortably. Exhale sharply. Exhale sharply. Exhale. Not sharply, but I don't know what to say. Exhale sharply. Move your body to the left and right. Then sit cross-legged steadily. Think the unthinkable. How do you think the unthinkable? Think beyond thinking and unthinking. This is an important phase of cross-legged sitting. Think the unthinkable. Think unthinkable. You know, think unthinkable means think not about something. You know. Usually, when you think about something. But thinking mind, if your thinking mind directed opposite way, that is to think unthinkable. Your mind is still clear, but there is no object. The sun is not shining, only the earth. The earth, if the earth is happened to be here, the sun will shine. On our us. Think unthinkable. Your mind is, must be like the sun. It is shining, but it is not shining some particular thing. It is more than think about it, something. In this way, your mind, your function of mind kept in your practice. So he says, think unthinkable. How do you think the unthinkable? How do you think the unthinkable? And this is very interesting. But how do you think the unthinkable? The sun is not shining some particular thing. So the sun is just the sun. It is not trying to shine anything. It is right there, just there. But someone happens to appear near the sun, it will shine some object. That is, you know, how the sun shines everything. So how do you think the unthinkable? There's no way. How is the way? Because we don't know how. So there you can put anything. How. This way is how. That way is how. So all the way is how. This is how. This is how. It is like a fact. Cat is fat, dog is fat. What is there? You ask people. But fat. What may be? A mouse, a cat, a dog. So how or fat means what it means is very deep. How do you think the unthinkable? This is not just a question. It is a strong statement. How do you think the unthinkable? This is not interrogative. It is strong affirmative sentence. How do you think the unthinkable? Unthinkable thinking is how. In what way you think, that is how. That is the unthinkable. But you have no notion of. Thinking about anything. That is our practice. How do you think that? Unthinkable. Think beyond thinking and unthinking. Think beyond thinking and unthinking. Your thinking should be beyond I think or I don't think. It must be right there, always. This is the important phase of cross-legged sitting. We sit in this way. You see how different it is our practice. That is why we should practice that. And you should not neglect our zazen because you think something else is more important. Why something is important for you is because of this practice. So if you forget all about the practice, you lose your life. Whatever you do, it doesn't work. If you insist, it works. You lose yourself. You are no more. You vanished from this world. If the earth says, I don't want the sun, what will happen to it? There's no other way to vanish from the cosmic world. Because of this unthinkable thinking, we exist. We can think, we can live. Without this unthinkable, we cannot think. It changes into delusion. If you insist on it, it means you are involved in dark, deep delusion.